have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two. The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music, from hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul. Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. PDF Take 3. The Beyond Defense family is...
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Changes.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True, too.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will,
you know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughter them all, the harder I fall. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruins. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just an industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond Defense is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still alive, but you lost, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Stay friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm independent, my life was a teenager. I found a man was loyal, was needed. But Colorado, I feel so received. It never stops, and I know I keep reason. Once I swap, I never will be this. Move the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent,
due to
the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm much of the use it. Bruising the proving, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we are. Appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time to find our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal touch.
It's medical.
Everything
they do is in house.
Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children. Just raid old school veterans. Take over the nation and Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision. It's intense. Looking at what the beyond is.
Woke up this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I'm blast. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, but I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are. Beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Welcome, welcome, welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I got everything to smile about. I'm right here. I'm breathing. I feel good. That's right. I'm staying. Listen, I'm continuing every day to be a better version of myself. That's right. Every day. So I got a lot to be grateful for. Shout out to Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. Like we always say, we come up here, man, we just go right in. Why? Because we already know we are prayed for. You better recognize it's Elation. Elation family, we're prayed up over here. We're in the building. That's how we do it. Y'all already know I'm cheesing. I'm smelling from ear to ear. And I hope you're ready for a wonderful show tonight. And we thank every last one of you guys. Yes, 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 you guys. We cannot do this without you guys. You, the kings, the queens, the men and women of God, all the people of this world. That's right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So with that being said, let's go ahead, keep it going. Can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous, the queen. Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building.
Hey, no clues.
I'm here.
All right, Coach Shay, have your week been?
It's been delightful. I do need to give a great big shout out to our expansion company. Go to Tommy Two Toes, Coach David, and I'll be right back with you.
All right. So, can I get another drum roll? The funny, the humorous, my main man. The jokester, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building? Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling. Tommy Two Toes, how your week been, brother?
Man, my weekend, man, it's been busy, been very, very productive, man. It was all about business, though, man. I'm getting ready for August, you know. I got some big things planned for August, man. I basically, you know, got invited to perform. You know, man, it's a big thing going on in August, man. I got to keep it a secret a little bit, but the more I know, then I can share it with the peoples, man. But in August, man, I'm going to be performing in another state, man, and, you know, it's a big event, so I got to bring my A game, my A-plus game, so I'm just getting ready for that, basically. That's what I've been doing all weekend. That's what I've been doing,
yes,
man,
sir.
Getting ready,
yes,
man. You know what I'm saying? If you get ready, you ain't got to – I mean, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready, so you know how that goes.
That's right. Yes, sir. Man, because, I know, being from Tennessee, man, you know what I'm saying? I know in Tennessee, man, you be doing your thing. Man, you stay at it. You on the go. Tommy Two Toes. And, man, so I want to ask you, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, as you have developed and, you know, into your own artistry and really, man, broaden your horizons, man, how have that transition been for you, Tommy Two Toes, just knowing the growth and where your career is actually, because it's actually starting to take off. So how that transition have been like to you or for you?
Man, it's been a blessing, man, but it's been very eye-opening because Tennessee is small. I mean, it's you know, I've gotten to see a lot more. So I had to get used to it. I ain't going to lie. I was scared at first because I was like, everything was brand new to me. But once I just calmed down and remembered the gifts God gave me, I mean, it's just been a blessing, man, because, you know, it's just been a blessing. And it's been an eye-opener because it just lets me know and reminds me that it's more to the world than just Tennessee, you know what I mean? So I'm just enjoying every moment and remembering that whatever happens is a blessing and it can be taken away, so I make sure I take advantage of every opportunity that has been presented to me.
Powerful. Powerful, bro. Well said. And I already know, man, so I just want to tell you personally, man, I appreciate you, bro. Like, you really are a hard worker, and it's starting to pay off more and more every day. So, listen, bro, I'm going to salute you with both hands, man. That's the bottom line.
Hey,
hey,
thank you, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Y'all the one put me in, you know, help me in this position, and, you know, and let me join this great family, you know what I'm saying? Because BDF is definitely in the building, so. We just go back to the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coach Shay, you still in
man,
the
how
building?
How was your weekend, though? How was your weekend?
Hey, you know what? It was fantastic, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you asking it. It was fantastic. Man, you know, just like yourself, bro, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got an artist, DB Jr. He's about to come out with a single. The Jewel, he's about to come out with a single. Man, you about to hit the stage, bro, for a big, huge event. And so it's definitely a beautiful thing. Man, and I'm working. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes I rap, but sometimes I got to take that hat off and get on my CEO hat. So that's important, you know what I'm saying? So now I gotta do what I'm supposed to do as, you know, to lead the way. So, hey, man, it's about you guys, too. So that's what I've been doing all week, working, man, working for the team. Because the team has so much value. So shout out to Beyond Offense, Enterprise, and every artist on there, man. Like, I really appreciate everybody. You know what I'm saying? The love is real. So, no, Shay, you ready to
I'm here. I'm in the building. So I do need to
Coach Shay. You might want to start it, too. When you're ready.
All right. Yeah, okay. So I do want to give a great big shout-out. Like you said, there's so many things happening, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes with the Beyond Offense Enterprise family. We have our expansion company, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, and we have made some very good strides as we transition into our training and development programs. And so this past week, we had a lot of contract signed, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. We are working on our 1099 program and literally have people out there right now that are referring business to us and they're getting an incentive. We'll talk about that for the sponsors. But I do want to say, as you talked about the Beyond Offense artist and the label itself and as an enterprise, you know, people may not be aware how well equipped we are to take care of just about everything. We do call ourselves a one-stop shop, and so we are standing to that just about every day. So I do want to give a great big shout out to the Let's Talk Business side of the business as well for, you know, just really taking in the expansion and rolling with it. So they'll be listening in as well throughout the course of the weeks, and just want to give them a great big shout out as well.
Absolutely. And you know what, Coach, you know, shout out to you because it was Beyond Offense Entertainment. And you was like, what about Enterprise? And I said, you know what? That's a better idea. So, you know, shout out to you for, you know, coming up with the idea to turn into an enterprise. And, you know, we have so much more leeway. So, you know, shout out to you. But to be honest, I said Beyond Offense Artists because, you know what I'm saying, you know, we Let's Talk Business. It's a part of the coaching thing. We do this every, you know, at halftime. And I just want the artists to know, man, we do appreciate them. You know what I'm saying? We do appreciate their hard work. Even though it might not seem like it's going far, it's actually going further than what they may expect. So I just want to give them guys a shout out and, you know, the ladies, you know. But Let's Talk Business is like, wow. That's all I can say. Like, it's been, I mean, all with Let's Talk Business. So, you know, I appreciate you, Coach Shay, for really, you know what I'm saying, being – you know, expanding it. You know, you expand it. You expand the brand.
Yes. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get into the topic, and we want to thank you guys for listening in. Shout out to the Elations family. I didn't get a chance to say that in the beginning, but shout out to you guys and also the listeners. We love you and the Beyond the Fence family, like Coach David just said. I wanted to talk tonight as a group. You know, I had this amazing opportunity tonight to speak with my dad for about 4 hours, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, and it derived from a phone call that I got probably about 1 o'clock this morning from my brother, and we were talking about my dad, and I said, I'm going to give him a call and just talk with him today. And every time I talk with my dad, I think he's not spiritually challenged or biblically challenged or something, because he always starts with in on me with the word. and so I literally spent 4 hours on the call with him today talking about scripture. And I'll just preface the conversation, because there's probably a lot of people listening tonight. You know, if you don't know, Coach David and I, we do have a spiritual coaching opportunity that we host. And it's really kind of something we don't expose as much, because it's a lot of people coming in that really just want to go deeper in their spiritual journey. And it is attached to everything else that we do. And so I was talking to my dad about some of the teaching, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, and he was so funny. I mean, I got to tell you, he was so funny. And he, you know, David, you got a chance to hear some of it, but he was talking to me about just kind of the end coming, the end time coming, Armageddon. He was talking about the world being doomed. And not to put my dad out there, but there's a lot of people, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, who are out there with this notion that we cannot be effective here on earth. You know, we talked to so many people throughout the course of our week, and it baffles me, you know, the number of people. We know Revelations, and he kept talking about it. We know Revelations, and we know what the world talks, you know, what the word talks about it regarding the end times. But a lot of people, Coach David, you had talked about this, and I'm going to hand it over to you just in a second before I go deep into it. But you had talked about, even in the Lord's Prayer, you know, where it talks about being effective here on heaven. Well, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And my dad, you know, was talking, and he kept talking about purpose. And he said, you know, we don't know what our purpose is. You know, he's like, we shouldn't know what our purpose is. And he said, you know, our purpose is to really just follow the Ten Commandments. And our purpose is just to praise God. And our purpose is just to worship God. And so although that is a component of what God desires from us, I believe that it really takes away from the, I guess, the entirety of what and how effective we can be here on earth. So, Coach David, if you want to expound on that just a little bit, I'm going to talk after you and Tommy Two Toes before I get, like, really, really, really deep. But you had talked about the Lord's Prayer at one point during one of our spiritual coachings, and it opened up the eyes of the people who were there. I mean, literally, it opened their eyes up because they've never heard it that way. So do you want to expound on that a little bit, if you don't mind?
Yes, I do, because, you know, I appreciate that, Coach Shay. So When people do this and they say God, and they like, okay, you know, they going to allow God to live their life for them. We can't get in God's way, you know, which I don't see how that's possible, because God created you. So how can you get in God's way? You may get in your own way, but that's all in your thinking. You know what I'm saying? Life and difference in the power of the tongue. So you think you can get in God's way and you put that energy on yourself, guess what? You're going to have problems because you're going to get in your way, right? So people focus on heaven. And then, you know, it's like, well, that's fine. But the Bible clearly says in the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not in heaven. It's on earth as it is in heaven. But we're so focused on heaven that we are no earthly good. Because people like, well, I ain't looking at my circumstances. Well, I tell you right now, men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, if you do not look at your circumstance, you are only fooling yourself. Because you won't execute. You just get on your knees and start praying. You won't get on your you won't execute your quote scripture. And you wonder why your life got turned out. You wonder why your life got turned out. You wonder why you live and check to check. You wonder why you don't manage your money well. Why? Because you're not looking at reality of your situation. So you're not looking at the reality of your situation when it says, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're on this planet. We have dominion over the earth, remember? So there is purpose. See? We have purpose right here on the earth. That was in the beginning, if you say that's what you believe. He said, I give you dominion over the earth. Right? Then he says, subdue the earth. He gave us dominion on all the creepy, crawly things and the animals, the fish and the birds of the earth. I get that. We got the power. But he also says, subdue it. Right here on the earth. He didn't say subdue up here in heaven. And then we won't put our focus on our reality. So how can you elevate in your lifestyle, in your life period, if you're not looking on your reality? But when you see your reality and you become aware of what's really going on around you, you use God's law of now faith without works, you know, faith without works is dead. You have faith that you're capable and you're able and you know you can do it if you put in that work. But if you put in the work, you're going to see the results. And guess what? If you don't see the results that you actually want, you learn from what you didn't get. And that's when the wisdom will come in, right? And you'll start making more better decisions. But you won't give up. You will keep trying. Because you know adversity going to come because it's a planet we live on. And I hope I'm making sense so far. Tony Two Toes, you want to expound on this before we pass it back to Coach Shay?
Yeah, basically he's just saying, you know, you got to live like the Nike commercials and the Nike slogan. Just do it. You know what I mean? And then to address the situation. And, you know, and to address the situation about your person and your purpose, a lot of times we block our own blessings, you know, so we got to get out of our way to sometimes get in a better position. But at the same time, you know, you gotta just do it because nothing is going to just be given to you. You got to go out there and get it and make things happen. You know what I mean? So that's why I make sure I do whatever I need to do, hopefully to get things done by any means legally necessary. You know what I mean? So. Hey, because, you know, I done been in that room when they say your whole name, because, you know, when they say your whole name, that means you're in trouble. Call me Two Toes Junior. So I'm like, hold on. So, you know what I mean? I don't like that, you know, so. Man, we got to just do it. You got to just do it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach David, you were right in the scripture. I'm coming out of Matthew 18:18, and it does say there that I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. And I'm going to stop there for a second because some of the things that my dad was saying, and, you know, I'm laughing because it's my dad, you know, but I know that there's a lot of people out there who think this way, and just wanted to make sure that you understood, you know, we hear this in layman's terms, do not be so heavenly bound that you are no earthly good. And what that means is, unfortunately, my father, he was actually talking more about death and the lack of power that we have, because he kept saying this to me, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. He's like, you're taking the power away from God. And I was like, I can't take the power away from God. I'm like, I cannot take the power away from God. I said, Daddy, I said, if you think about what I'm saying, I'm actually walking in the power. I started to quote the scriptures that we talk about mostly in that spiritual coaching, Genesis 5. You know, God has given us the power, the dominion, and the authority to walk this earth and subdue it, that God created us in his image. I was going back to Genesis, that in the beginning, because he kept saying, you keep talking about the beginning. I'm like, Daddy, that's where it started, in the beginning. And at times, you could see that he was talking. He would catch on to what I was saying. Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, he would catch on to what I was saying, but then he became stubborn. And here's the thing. The reality of it is sometimes we can be so stubborn as a people, and we're talking about knowledge, we're talking about wisdom, that we won't even accept the knowledge that's given. We won't even accept. We'll say, we will quote, our people perish from a lack of knowledge. But the moment that knowledge hits the door, they run from it. The moment the word knowledge, and my dad, he kept going off on something else. But here's the thing. There are people who have a certain level of knowledge but may not have the wisdom on how to use it, how to utilize it. And so that's where we get that. Don't be so heavenly bound. Don't continue to only talk about the things of the heaven. Because my dad, and, you know, when we're talking, my dad is preparing himself to go. My dad was on the phone talking about the world is doomed. There's nothing left here. This is what's happening. I said, Daddy, do you realize that you are taking the power? You know, Coach David, you didn't hear this part. Tommy Two Toes, I have to tell you what he said to me. He said, the devil can overpower you. My God, he said that the devil has more power than you. He said that's his job. So here's what I want to talk about tonight, outside of the no heaven, being so heavenly bound that you're no earthly good. We really do have to be more aware of what we're teaching people. Coach David, what I said to him was for my brother. My brother's around him. And I said, Daddy, for everything that you teach, I said, there's a lot that my brother actually does. I won't get into it. But I said to him, I asked him, I said, how much of this information are you giving to him? I said, if we were to have a conversation with my brother, and I said, if I said to him that you are made in God's image, I told him that God has given you the power, the authority, and dominion to go out to subdue the earth. Now go out and subdue the earth. And while you're doing that, that God is going to give you provision, has already given you provision where you're going to eat. You don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about that. I said, Daddy, how much more or how much better does that sound than you saying, follow the Ten Commandments only, and if you don't, you are going to go to H-E-double-L hockey sticks. And he really couldn't answer it. I said, if you are the example, then he needs to be able to follow the example. Matthew reminds us that by their fruits, you shall know who they are. Now, most people will quote the scripture in the beginning about the false prophets, but it does go on to say, by their fruits, you shall know who they are. Listen, it also goes on to say this, that a bad tree can't produce good fruit.
That's right.
There's no way that a bad tree can produce good fruit. But it also says that a good tree produces good fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit. So by their fruit, you should know who they are. So I said, Daddy, if I have people who are looking at my life and they're reflecting, they're reflecting on what I'm saying. If I'm saying that I'm above and not beneath, I'm the head and not the tail, if I'm saying that I'm made in God's image and you're saying that the world is doomed, that we are going, he said, even the tongue, Tommy Two Toes, you would have laughed. He said, everything going, even the tongue. I said, Daddy, there's life and power in your tongue. He said, even the tongue is going to go away.
So he's already defeated. So how can you get what I'm saying? That's coming from defeat, being defeated.
Yes.
So what's the point of giving yourself to God if you already defeated? There's no faith at all. Yes. I mean, you get what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
It's a contradiction
yes.
to who you say you are, especially when you say you're blessed and highly favored. See,
yes.
I'm in the kingdom of God, but you only speak in defeat.
You only speak in defeat.
Triumph.
I said, I mean, I you know, we'll talk more about it coming in. And this had to be a good one because that time went by so quickly. We're going to get ready for our commercial break, our music break. But listen, I'm going to talk to y'all more. Love on my dad. Y'all got to pray for him. Just love on him. We had a good time on the call, and I promise you guys that I believe that we're going to talk more. Every single time I'm with my dad, he ends up talking this way, but I think he needs to be challenged. And that's what I want to talk about on the other side of this, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, that some people like to be challenged in the world, but it's because they want to grow. So we're going to go to this music break, and when we come back, y'all, we're going to have a good time. Y'all better have your pens and papers out because we are going to get down to it, the nitty-gritty. All right, so we're going to get into the music break. With that being said, where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself. Nobody does.
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself, you can do it. Believe in yourself, ain't nothing to it.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Believe in yourself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
We're back. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. It's your host, your main man, the Coach David Ben, and I am in the building, and we're back for the second half with your co-host, Coach Shay, and my funny man, Tommy Two Toes. We up in here, and you know, shout out to all our sponsors. That's Miss Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom. That's right, you need a voiceover, you better holler at her. She know what she's doing. That beautiful voice that you've been hearing in the beginning, oh yeah, that's her. You want one? Holler at her, and we got you. That's right. Go to the Beyond the Fence page on Facebook, Instagram, and you can reach out to us. That's right. And also, shout out to the DJ, D-Wheel. He's always in the building. You know what it is. You need a DJ, like I said, just like Apollo G. You talk to us. That's D-E-Y-O-N-D-A-F-E-N-D-E. That's right, Beyond the Fence, and you can get abs. And also, let's talk business. Like we said, if you need a good coach, consulting, training, not only personally, but for your business, please reach out. Reach out. It's very important. Because you know what? We got you covered. That's right. So, bling, bling, bling. We got you.
The doors of the church are now open. Jesus is other brothers in the building, and I'm smiling.
Jesus other brothers.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Brother, what do you want, brother?
Look here, I can't be here long, but let me break it down for you, all right? let me tell you the truth about, you remember that story about Samson and Delilah? But let me explain to you what really happened, all right? Samson was looking at another woman. He had a woman he was smiling about. And he was saying, he asked me, he said, man, what can I do to get her attention? I said, I think I know what to do, brother. I shaved her initials in the back of his head, you know what I mean? And it worked. But when Delilah found out, she shaved all the Samson's hair off. And that's the part y'all know. But they didn't give me credit because I was the main barber. I was the first barber ever. I made a fade. I shaved the letters. I didn't get my credit. You know what I mean? They left that part of the Bible out.
Jesus, other brother, so you telling me you was right there. You are the reason that Delilah really shaved his hair off.
Exactly, brother. She got mad because he was looking at another chick, and she was jealous. So she shaved all his head. He lost all his strength.
Uh-oh.
And that's what y'all know.
Jesus, look, brother, look, we appreciate you, man, coming on, giving us that beautiful Bible story and telling us your truth, what happened in the Bible.
Hey,
man. So, hey,
can
I get
I say
your hand.
Can I say something before you cut me off, brother, please? All right, look here. Are y'all familiar with that part where it say love thy neighbor?
Yes.
That part of the Bible where it say love your neighbor. Are y'all familiar with that?
Yes.
I am.
The commandments.
Okay, well, look here, Coach Shay, can I be your neighbor? Because, I mean, can we read Bible verses together, or can I take you to Steak and Shake, you know, go out on a date? I mean, we can do it now, or we can do it later.
Brother, let me tell you, I don't want no part.
Don't say no, because my heart might break.
Jesus, other brother,
don't do it to me, Coach.
We got a show, brother. You got to go, brother.
You got to go. All
right, I'm gone, y'all. I'm gone.
Oh, Lord.
He is a trip. Always coming on with us, always jumping in. I kind of missed him a little bit. I wonder if he's been on vacation.
Hey, he must have been. First coach on tour, and now she date matching, making, you know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah. Look, I had to see him on tour. I had to meet him on tour or something like that.
Yeah.
He calling me out.
Must be nice. Oh, Lord. You want to finish up on this second half?
I do. I mean, how can you top that one? Jesus, other brother, yeah. So if you're just joining us, we're talking tonight about don't be so heavenly bound that you're no earthly good. And this topic really kind of derived after I was talking with my dad for about 4 hours today. And, you know, the reality is when I was talking with him, it saddened me a little bit because there's a lot of people out there that have a false misconception. You know, if you talk about the scripture that he was coming out of about the false prophets in Matthew, a lot of times when people are teaching, they don't intentionally become false, quote unquote, prophets, but they are giving false information, if you will, old information regarding how the Bible is interpreted. And so it's going to give people the wrong idea about the God that we are serving. Coach David and Tommy Tutos. And when you don't have, you know, there's freedom and there should be liberty in the way that we serve God, of course, with, you know, some values and principles, of course, to keep us kind of, you know, grounded. But when we start talking about you're not able to, I mean, the way my dad was talking, he was saying, follow the Ten Commandments. And I'm going to read the Ten Commandments to you guys, but I want to read this next scripture from Matthew 8:18. 19 says, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three are gathered together as my followers, I am there among them. I was trying to get my dad to hear another way, even interpretation of the scripture. My dad just would not agree with me. Not that I wanted him to conform to what I was saying. There's a difference. I don't want to convert him to what I'm saying. I wanted to teach him how he should actually hear the scripture. If all you hear is gloom and doom, that's a problem, right?
Yes.
If what I'm saying to you is uplifting you and it's causing you, and it's not to cause you harm, listen, even when he talked about purpose, y'all, I was saying, Daddy, everybody has a purpose. He said, I don't. And when I shared with him my purpose, he said to me, that's my purpose, not God's purpose for me. So then I started explaining to him what purpose actually was. And then I said, Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans that I have for you. And these plans are to cause you to prosper you, not to harm you. And he still refused to hear that. He still refused to accept that God has a plan. So what that means, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, to me, that most people who have this mindset, they've departmentalized God. We talked about God being in everything, no pun intended, but we talked about God being everything in everything. And he was able to tell me that God was in everything, but still departmentalized God. Coach David, what do you have to say about that?
I'll say this. In Hebrews 6:1, it says, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the acts that lead to death and of faith in God. So the Bible clearly says, like, I think we have a problem, like, with our own faith. So you're trying to convince others. And we only try to really convince others because we have a lack thereof. You know what I'm saying? So you got to trust God. You got to believe in God. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. But it's like, but you don't do it. You must be the example. Jesus came. If you believe that Jesus is who Jesus said he was, if you believe the Bible like you say you do, then guess what? Jesus said, I come to serve, not be served. So why are we trying to sit up here and keep serving Jesus when Jesus said, hold on now. The people hungry, you're supposed to feed the people. We neglect one another every day and claim that we're led by this thing that we call God. He's my father. He's my husband. I've heard women say that too. All this, all that about how great God is, but yet we still neglect one another, but we believe Jesus came and died for our sins. So if Jesus came and died for man, that means man is valuable. So why wouldn't we look at each other with value? Why wouldn't we look at each other with more love? Why would he look at each other with abundance and say, listen, you are a king. You are a queen. We preach damnation, negativity on each other. We curse. Y'all got it twisted. Y'all bring curses every day. Just because you don't use profanity on me, you don't curse. So I think that's important for us to understand that we are all valuable. Let's do more encouraging instead of discouraging. Tommy Two Toes, you want to expand, brother?
Hey, like you said, if God's your husband, hey, you've been cheating on your husband, woman. You know what I mean? It's a lot of gum bumping, you know. People are talk the talk, but they don't want to walk the walk. So you got to do both or don't do neither one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I think
what it is, the biggest misconception is like, here's the reality. We're only doing this. Because see, if the Bible say, we all fall short from the glory of God.
Yes.
That means none of
us
is going to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Remember, Jesus is the one who's supposed to fulfill all that. So we're supposed to be redeemed. Right now, because of his blood, we're supposed to be walking in our redeemed stage. So while we're not acting like that with our character, understand that we all fall short from the glory of God. Listen, what's bad for you may be good for me. And that's the reality. You might not want to eat pork. Well, that person may love pork. Leave him alone. That don't mean he's sinning. That just means he eat pork. And if he get high blood pressure, maybe he need to stop eating the pork. That has nothing to do with
sin. Hey, I'm looking for diet pork. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I would not let pork go.
Oh, my God.
I got pork too.
Oh,
my God. You know what
I'm talking about? Oh, man. God, pork. Oh, my God. So, yeah, man, I think we got to stop. If you believe God is everywhere, now, we understand we all make mistakes and do things. We all do a little something behind closed doors that we don't let the world see, right?
Yeah.
So we're acting, we're only portraying an image to one another every day. None of us is our real self.
Yeah.
None of us is bringing our real self because we know our real self really ain't going to be liked all that much.
Yeah.
So we put on this mask and we put on our acting, you know, our acting hats, and we come out there and become the best version who somebody we hope this person wants us to be.
Yeah.
Because you sure ain't found yourself. Because when you start finding yourself, you are walking your authority for real. You won't be afraid to walk in your authority. You won't be afraid to say, I am. Why? Because what you see, when you see me, you seen the Father. Why? Because his spirit, remember? Remember, he left the spirit with us, the ghost. And guess what? When you take that ghost with you, that means your spirit, your whole spirit man will change. Your thought process will change. This is supposed to be your time of elevation. And y'all still walking in damnation because y'all stuck on what don't even work anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
As the world evolves, you must evolve.
Yeah.
How are we doing right now, Coach Shade and Tommy Two Toes? We ain't wise enough. We just getting old. Every year come by, everybody just getting old. Well, you should be becoming wise.
Mm. Yeah.
Up next to you.
One thing I do want to share too is about the teaching. You know, we're telling my dad, like I said, 4 hours on the call, and my dad was talking to me about Adam and Eve, and he was saying how, you know, Eve was the reason why the women were going through birthing pains, and he said, and one of the reasons why you guys get your menstrual. And so he said, you guys are cursed. And I said, Daddy, I'm not cursed. See, we have to be careful. In the beginning, we started talking about the power of the tongue, which is why he said the tongue gonna go away as well. We have to be careful with this type of teaching because this truly will make people fearful of even deciding to worship the God that you are trying to get them to worship. And so he said that because of Eve, the women have been cursed with a menstrual period. So I said, well, Daddy, I said, as long as I'm able to have it, I said, I'm not going to be, and this is TMI, but I'm just saying this is what he's teaching. He's teaching my nieces this. He's teaching women that he knows this. You're cursed. You are cursed as a woman. So I said, but how is that so, Daddy? I said, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said, but you're born into sin. So I said, you mean to tell me, so this God that you're talking about created me, I'm born into sin, which we know. I said, but then if I'm baptized, see, when you baptize, that cleanses you. I said, but how does it cleanse me? My cycle doesn't go away. So the curse is still there. Do you guys get what I'm saying? Based off of what you're telling me, the curse is still there. I said, Daddy, I don't believe that. I said, I know for a fact that I'm not cursed. So here's what we have to do in the little bit of time that we have. For those of you who are aware, and David, you said it, Coach David, you said it, be confident in what you know, not what you believe. Be confident in what you know. If you find yourself being talked to by someone with and it's not even an Old Testament mentality, it's an old way of worship mentality. So that doesn't have anything to do with the Testament, because if I can read the New Testament and the Old Testament and get new revelation from an Old Testament, then it's the old way of how you worship. If you talk to someone in that manner and you know that you know that you know, do not be afraid to teach. David and I have taught this before. You have to be mindful to get the dust out of your own eye first before you try to get the plank out of somebody else's. And when I shared that with my dad, I said, Daddy, if you have dust in your eye, you can't even see to help someone else. But we'll even utilize that scripture incorrectly. So I don't know what that did for him tonight. And honestly, it seemed like the longer we talked, the more angry he got, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. But I want to just encourage you tonight before we go that you guys have to know that you know that you know. You know, we talked about the adversary knowing the word. I'm not calling my dad the adversary, guys, but here's what I am saying. My dad told me I need to get in the word more. My dad told me that I need to get in the word more. He said, see, this is the type of teaching that's going to send people to hell. It's incorrect teaching. And he believes it 100%. So, Coach David, I said to him, you know that if you ask somebody, if somebody asked you if I was in the house and you said, I believe so, what would you say? He said, I mean, what would that mean? He said, I wouldn't be sure. I said, okay, but you just said you believe what you said. So I'm encouraging those tonight in my closing to know that you know that you know. Know the word for yourself. Have your level of faith. Gird up every single day. We live off of Romans 12 and 2. Do not conform to the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind daily. And, David, you said it, knowledge is not power. It's the execution of that knowledge. You are going to have to or find yourself against someone or coming up against someone like my dad, and you will have to be able to execute a good word, not just any word. A good word, a teaching word, a knowledgeable word for them to be able to take that away with them. Coach David, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
Yes, we got to understand this, that type of teaching, even though people, you know, come from they mean well. We understand people have a good heart and love, and they mean so well, and their heart is in the right place, but that doesn't mean that they still need, they lack the maturity into this Bible thing, this Christian thing, this religious thing that they're in. So when they do that, they're preaching hellfire, and they tell you to be careful, be aware, right? They say, don't touch that stove, it's hot. They steady saying that. But the thing is, when you live like that, peace. So all we're doing is projecting our fear onto others, right? And that's why everybody is fearful. That's why people come to church and they get discouraged, right? Because they don't think they have, they think they got to have it already together. That's why they say, man, when I get myself right, I'm coming to church. Because they don't feel valued. Because people preaching hellfire all day. That's all they hear. So guess what? Their fear is going to another one. And guess what? Once they grow in fear, they teach that fear to another one. And we think we're saving the world. But all we're doing is just making everybody fearful. And when you be fearful, you can't have faith, right? And when you don't have your faith and you're fearful, then how can you ever go to a higher level of thinking? Mm. How can you become your higher self?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
How can your inner man be powerful when you don't even give yourself any credit because you think that it's a sin for you to think high of yourself?
Yeah.
You got to believe in you. You got to believe in you. If you're going to believe in yourself at least.
Right.
That's called faith, but we lack that. See?
Coach David would say something opposite. Uh-huh. You can't believe in yourself. You got God. You know, that's just like what we just talked about, the elementary teaching. Some people won't even allow themselves to even get the credit for what God has already put in them. So they think you're taking away the credit of God by saying, believe in yourself.
Yes. What happened to when we grew up? We said, you believe, you will achieve. Come on now. You got to believe in yourself. Why? Because God wants you to believe in yourself. He created you in his image and his likeness. He said, walk in your authority. I created you to be able to create. Why you think we have inventions? Why you think we have cars? Why you think we have houses and homes? Why? Because it came from human beings with a thought process just like God to be able to create. It didn't exist, now it exists. Walk in your creator mindset. Walk in your God mindset. So I just want to tell y'all we love y'all. We hope y'all been blessed tonight. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. Shout out to the Election family. Shout out to every client, colleague, and human being that is responsible alongside and also our friends right there in Let's Talk Business. We greatly appreciate everyone. We do not take it for granted. Remember, go to the Beyond the Fence page. We love y'all. We thank y'all. And we will see y'all next week. Y'all better be right here with us right on Beyond the Radio. With that being said, where the music?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music
at?
You're the guy to say a prayer for my friend. Call me up the other morning, 4 a.m. Said he's going through some things in his life, having it hard and hadn't slept in several nights. And he's calling me to help him on his way. If I didn't mind, could I stay on the phone and pray? So I walk into the living room, and Lord, this is what I said to you, cause you're the only way. So I place my trust in you, so pour your blessings down, pour your blessings down. Lord, I praise this up to you, and only you can bring the favor down and bring peace with. And so I place my trust in you, so pour your blessings down, pour your blessings down, Lord, yeah. Got the word so tired, could barely hold my eyes. Then my boss, he called me in the office by surprise. To myself, oh Lord, I put this in your hand. And with fear, I went to him, said, here I am. Close the door, I know that you're a praying man. My heart is heavy and I'm in need of counseling. I think I'm about to